The next story is a short story of my true life story. You can get the rest of the story in my book entitled So You Have a Dream, Never Give Up. I was brought up in a Christian home. My parents are Christians and I went to church every Sunday and attended every youth meeting. I also sang in the choir and attended Bible studies and even got baptized, but still I never knew the Lord personally. Even though I appeared very religious outside, deep down my heart, I had no peace. I still loved sin and I knew that something was missing inside me. I could not even understand the Bible. It was just a show off of pretending to know the Bible. On the 13th of January 1997, I finally came to know the Lord and completely surrendered my life to Him. I began to pray and wait upon the Lord to reveal His will for my life. After 3 months of praying and waiting upon the Lord called me to the United States. After He called me, He did not take me to the United States right away. He led me to Cape Town and Western Cape Town near East London, where I continued to share Christ in my testimony and to anyone that the Lord put along my way, including visiting prisons, door-to-door evangelism, and etc. Whilst in Cape Town, a door opened, a door where a mission team there wanted me to travel to Europe through the two ships known as the Doulos and the Logos under the Operation Mobilization in South Africa. It involved taking the gospel to different nations in Europe. However, just before I started preparing myself to join the mission team, the Lord sent a certain lady who asked me a surprising question. She said, "Anne, has the Lord called you to the United States or Europe?" I replied back and said, "United States." Then she said, "Then let God's will be done. Wait upon the Lord." Just after that discussion with her, the Lord closed the door that very day. I later packed my bags and headed straight back home. I was glad that the Lord had spoken to me through that lady. I began to wait upon the Lord, year after year, year in and year out. I became tired of waiting and slowly stopped reading my Bible. I stopped having my quiet times. I stopped Bible studies. I stopped praying. I stopped even going to church. I no longer had any interest in the fellowship of the other believers. I decided to go my own way, just like the prodigal son, I backslid. It was the beginning of another long journey in the wilderness. So many things happened during the time that I was in the wilderness, such that it would be impossible for me to go into every detail as a result of limited time. After a long wait in the wilderness, I finally packed my bags and returned back to my earthly father after years of wandering. The Lord was at work. He had closed all doors for me. That He made the only option that I had was to return back to my earthly father and to live with Him. When my father saw me, he sat me down. He looked at me for a while and said the following words, "My daughter, how the Lord called you. Do you remember how He called you to go to the United States and how you faithfully walked with Him? Look at where you are today, but God is faithful. If you humble yourself before Him and repent of all your sins and return to Him and obey Him, He will fulfill His word. There is nothing impossible that He cannot do. Even today He can take you to the United States. The world is His. Everything belongs to Him. He owns everything. He is waiting for you to return to Him and to humble yourself before Him again." As my father was speaking, I knew that it was the Lord speaking through him. And I left and went into the bedroom and cried out to the Lord and surrendered my life to Him. I began to walk with the Lord again. And truly, truly, miraculously, the Lord indeed opened the door to the United States. After staying with my father for 1 year, 8 months, I wrote a book about my journey and I gave it to my father to edit it. The Lord then parted our company and later led me to the United States. It was because I had humbled myself before the Lord, and then the Lord did the rest. Just as His word says, "Humble yourself before the Lord and He will lift you up in due time." As I look back, I'm amazed at the many and diverse ways by which God has guided me. God is at work and still at work guiding all the details of my life. I'm where I am today, not because I've always made wise decisions or correctly discovered the will of God at particular points, but because God has faithfully led me and guided me along the path of His will for me. During these last years, when I look back, it is by the grace of God that the many mistakes and challenges encountered these last years, I have learned my lessons. And just as the psalmist David said in Psalms 112 verse 71, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn His statutes." In Deuteronomy 30 it says, "If you return to the Lord God and humble yourself and obey His voice, then He will gather you from wherever He has scattered you. Even if He scattered you to the ends of the world, He will gather you and bring you back again. And surely indeed the Lord brought me back again. The earth and all that is in it belongs to the Lord Almighty. From His holy throne He looks upon the children of man here on earth today to see if there are any who fear Him and obey Him. The harvest is plentiful, and God wants to use you as His vessel towards the extension of His kingdom here on earth. Time is short. Time is very short indeed, the time that He has given us here on earth, the short time that He has given to the children of man. He wants those that will be faithful and remain loyal to Him, because with such He accomplishes great things. Time is not with us. Souls are perishing. Deathbeds are everywhere. Will you rise up and save the Lord, that together we may be swift as a coursing river which is ever flowing, with all the strength of a raging fire, with all the force of a great typhoon, to share Christ and save the Lord? I encourage you to read my book today. Someday I will not be here. I will be in heaven with Jesus. Glory and honor and power unto the Lord Almighty, to the one who created us and brought us here. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.